Yesterday, a small group of Nome Belt's high school students released a bucketful of young coho salmon into an ice-free corner of Anvil Creek, a successful end to a year-long biology class project that's part of the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation's larger salmon rehabilitation efforts in the region.
Really exciting for me, and I heard I was going to get the chance to do it.
Brian Marvin's biology class has been raising salmon in the school lab since September. Last fall, students collected eggs from rivers, and crew manager Kevin Knowlton says NSCDC then fertilized those eggs before handing them back to the students.
We'll incubate them, and then when they're right to the eyed stage, we then gave them back to the school to for them to continue the process.
The eggs hatched this winter, and yesterday the inch-long cohos began a year of freshwater maturation before heading to the ocean next spring to do most of their growing. Marvin's class used a version, a new type of incubation on the eggs, a technique NSCDC fisheries biologist Kevin Keith says could help bring local salmon stocks back up to peak levels.
NSCDC's rehabilitation project at this point is mist incubation and eyed egg planting. You know, we're planting the eggs before they hatch. The rest of their life cycle after that point is a natural salmon life cycle. And that's what we've done for, it's been 7 or 8 years that we've been doing that.
Mist incubation keeps the eggs moist with a light spray instead of submersing them fully in water. Keith says it helps cut down on early stage deaths, and so far it's been a cost-effective way for a small-scale localized bump in regional stocks that have been depleted. And Keith says they've started seeing good returns on their early tests.
And we've had quite a bit of success here with the cohos in particular. This Anvil Creek and Dry Creek were really kind of fished out when we started. And now, like last summer, there are a fair number of cohos coming back. And we expect a lot more this summer as well. So it's been nice to kind of get this run restarted.
NSCDC sees its continuing partnership with Nome Public Schools as a way of building resource management into the region for the long term. Marvin's Salmon Biology Lab will continue next fall.